From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Colorado lawmakers still have several significant and complicated bills to work on in the last 5 weeks of the session. 91.5 KRCC's Benza Berkland has more.
One of those bills is aimed at funding local and statewide transportation projects. Republican Senate President Kevin Grantham of Canyon City is the main sponsor of a plan to put a tax increase on this fall's ballot. If approved by voters, it would increase sales taxes by a little over a half cent.
That's the nature of the beast down here. There's always something going on here at the end of session. This is what it is this year, and they're big.
Another bipartisan bill aims to spur condo development by changing how people handle construction defect lawsuits. Republicans are also running a measure that would put more money into rural schools and hospitals. All those measures are expected to be heard in committee next week. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Nearly 32% of voters in Colorado Springs cast ballots in yesterday's municipal election. Incumbents Don Knight, Jill Gabler, and Andy Pico handily won re-election in their respective districts, while Yolanda Avila won District 4 with 40% of the vote. In District 3, Richard Scorman defeated Chuck Fowler by a margin of about 15%. Voters approved all three ballot measures. Results will be certified next week. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.